On today's episode, I'm doing a product review of the Cold Steel Axe Handle Cane.
Welcome to the Mind Your Self-Defense Podcast, where my goal is to teach men and women how to gain confidence by connecting to their inner badass. I am your host, Sensei Andrew. I am a black belt in Krav Maga, NRA firearms instructor, a U.S. Navy veteran, and owner of Rise Above Self-Defense. By using interviews with industry professionals, self-defense students, product reviews, and personal experience, I can help guide you to your badass.
Welcome back, guys. I hope you guys all had a great week. Today, I'm doing a product review of a product that I was so impressed with that I wanted to do a product review on it. I did not have this scheduled as an episode. It's just I bought this product. I'm not affiliated with this company at all. I bought this product, and I've been using it for a couple months now, and I'm actually really impressed with it. So I thought I should do a product review to help let other people know that there's good products out there. So what it is that my wife and I have been walking. So we walk around the block in our neighborhood a couple times a week. And what it was that, you know, when we're walking around, I want something to carry so I could protect myself and protect my wife with. And, you know, I'm obviously not going to walk around with a gun. I'm not going to walk around with a sword or anything silly like that. A knife is too... I could carry it, no problem, but it's not a distance weapon. That means if I'm carrying a knife, I have to let... or I have to get close to the person to use the knife to defend myself or my wife. So I wanted something that gave me some range. So I got a piece of PVC pipe, 3/4 inch PVC pipe, and I made myself a little walking stick. It worked. It helped me walk. I don't have any leg issues or anything like that, but like I said, I carried it more for protection other than anything else. And so, you know, it worked for a little while, and I was like, no, there has to be something out there that is designed for this, for walking and self-defense. So I looked around and I found a couple different options. And the thing was, a lot of them were solid wood. Some were pine, which is a soft wood, so it'd break if you hit someone with it. And, you know, I figured with all this, you know, new technology and new ammonia kind of polymer and stuff like that, that there would be a good couple good options out there. And I found a couple different options. But I decided to go with this particular product because Cold Steel is a company that's been around for a long time. I have some of their training knives. If you take any of my self-defense classes, we practice with some of the Cold Steel plastic training knives. And they put out a good product, and I've been using Cold Steel for a long time. So when I seen that they had this walking cane, and it was designed for self-defense, so it's made of a heavy-duty polymer, and it's called an axe cane because it actually has an axe head on it as the handle. So one side of it looks like an axe. It's just not sharp, you know, it's thick plastic, but it has the same wedge-looking head as an axe would. And on the other side, it kind of has like a little pointed spike. Again, it's blunt. It's not sharp. And that's your axe handle. That's where you put your hand when you're walking with it. like I said, it's heavy duty. You could hit someone with it, and it's going to hurt, and it's not going to break on you like wood would, you know, soft wood like pine. When you start getting into the heavier woods, then the weight is going to start increasing. So when me and my wife go for our walk, I feel confident that I have something good in my hand that will work to protect my wife and I. And it's light. If I needed to, I could wield it. I could swing it around like a sword. And if I want to hold it the other way where I grab it from the bottom, and then I could use the axe handle as a weapon. So I have pretty much a long axe. So I'm very, very pleased with it. I've been using it for over a month. I'll say closer to 2 months, maybe even three. And I really like it. It's lightweight. It's $40. You can get it on their website on coldsteel.com. Like I said, I am not affiliated with them. They didn't pay me for this. They didn't give me this. I bought it on my own. It's $39.99 right now on their website. And it's a good kind of covert, you know, secret self-defense tool that you have, that you could take with you almost anywhere, really. I have yet to see any place that prevents people from taking canes to, you know, say football games or whatever. In California, it is illegal to have sword canes. I would love to have a sword cane, but like I said, they're illegal in California. Any weapon that you could hide is illegal in California as far as like a sword cane or carrying a dagger concealed or any of that kind of stuff is illegal. Pocket knives are different because they're folding. They have to be 3 inches. The blade itself has to be less than 3 inches. Then you could keep it in your pocket. But if it's a fixed blade, so it doesn't fold, more of a dagger style, then it has to be visible. It doesn't matter if the blade is 1 inch or a sword at, you know, say 30 inches. It doesn't matter. You have to, it has to be visible when it comes to carrying a knife in California. But this is the cool thing about this cane, is that it works as a cane. You could put weight on it. I mean, I'm 240 pounds, 6 foot, 240. And when I walk with it, I put my pressure, I put weight on the cane to test out the durability to see if it's going to withstand my weight. And it does. And I've done it on both my left side and my right side. I've even done it where I kind of use like a tripod where I have both hands on it, and I put my weight on the cane, and it works great. The only, I wouldn't say it a negative, the only thing I didn't like about it, but I was able to fix it real quick for under like $2-3, was that when you buy the cane, it doesn't come with a rubber cap at the end of the cane. So it's plastic. It's the same polymer that the cane is made of is touching the ground. So if you're walking down the street or in the sidewalk or whatever, and that cane, the plastic hits the ground, and if it doesn't hit the surface correctly, there's a chance that it could slide out from underneath you. And that would really suck, especially if you're putting all your weight on the cane. So it's an easy fix. I ordered a rubber cap, a cane cap. It's 1 inch thick, 1 inch diameter, because that's the thickness of the cane. And I think I got three caps or something like that for like, I think it was like $3 or something like that on Amazon. You can also pick them up in your, like a CVS or a Walgreens or stuff like that. But most of the time, those are 3/4 inch diameter, and that won't fit on this particular cane. Some places, they did have a little sign for it, but they were out of stock. So I just ordered it on Amazon. So I am going to reach out to Cold Steel and recommend that it comes already on the product. Then it'll just make it that much more better of a product. You know, if we're doing reviews with stars and stuff like that, I will give it 5 stars. Because of how it's built. It's sturdy as hell. I did hit some stuff with it, but I wasn't trying to break the cane, so I didn't, you know, put all my strength behind it. But, you know, I hit a couple trash cans. I hit some smaller branches on a tree. And, you know, it works. If I wanted to break this, I could. But I would have to put some effort into it. It's not, it would have to go above and beyond what I would do in a self-defense situation. So in that aspect, it's good and sturdy enough to do what it's designed to do. I read a review on the Cold Steel website about this product on the cane not working the way it was supposed to. And when I read the review, the person used it to pry open a car door. Well, yeah, the cane's not designed for that. Okay. But if you use it for what it's designed for, which is a cane that can also double as a self-defense weapon, it goes above and beyond in all aspects. Like I said, other than not having the little rubber cap on the bottom, it is, to me, it's a perfect self-defense weapon, whether you need a cane or not. Like I said, I don't need a cane. So when I walk, I use it just for self-protection. I could use it on another person. I could use it for dogs. If I don't want to use the axe handle head, then I don't use that side of the cane. That's where my hand's at. If I want to use the bottom part of the cane where the cap is at, then I could hit them with that 1 inch solid polymer part of the cane. And it'll still inflict damage. It's not going to do devastating damage where, you know, I'm going to kill someone. My plan's not to kill someone. It's just that if I need to use it, I want to be able to inflict pain so that the person who is trying to hurt me or my wife would think twice about continuing to try to hurt us. Same thing with a dog. I love dogs. I'm not going to try to hurt a dog, but if a dog starts attacking me or my wife or my dog, then I'm going to use the cane and I'm going to hit the dog with it until the dog stops hurting whoever it's trying to hurt. So it is a good quality tool, and I highly recommend it. And like I said, it's $40. It's $39.99. on the Cold Steel website. If the cane is too long for you, the cool thing is that you can cut it down to size. So that also, and they leave room so you can cut it. So I think that's pretty awesome. Let me see if I can get some specs for you here. So it's black, solid black. It's polymer. It's called the Axe Head Cane on their website. And like I said, you could use it for, it's designed to be used as for self-defense. And since it is polymer, you don't have to worry about it warping, or you don't have to worry about rust, or you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. So, you know, if you happen to leave it outside, you know, it won't start deteriorating like wood, or if you have a metal cane where it would, you know, start rusting on you and stuff like that. It doesn't have the specs, but if I remember right, I think it's about 36 inches, so about 3 feet. Wait, I think that's your average cane height, but it's just average cane. I think it's a little bit longer than your average cane height in case you need to cut some of it off. And since it is polymer, it's not something that you're going to need some special tools to cut off. You should be able to do it with a hacksaw or a little grinder, or you know, even a, you know, some kind of handsaw. You should be able to cut it off. I didn't have to do it because, like I said, I'm 6 foot, so I didn't have to adjust it at all. But it is a good quality product. I do recommend Cold Steel. Like I said, I've used Cold Steel for quite a bit of time now. And again, I am not affiliated with these guys. I bought this cane because I wanted to have an extra level of protection when me and my wife go for our walks. My wife likes it. She feels comfortable when we are walking, because we have an extra level of protection. I got my wife a walking stick, a more traditional one. I joke around with her and I called her Gandalf from Lord of the Rings because she has one of those kind of walking sticks. And, you know, it's longer than the cane, but it's also thinner. So if she was to hit someone with that cane, it's probably going to snap in half because it's wood. Okay. It's not good. Your most walking canes are not going to be, or walking sticks are not going to be, hard wood. Not too hard wood, or they're not going to be really thick because of the weight. The harder the wood, the heavier the wood. So a lot of walking sticks are going to be softer woods, like pine, or I'm trying to think of softer woods, but pine's the number one wood. So pine will break easier. So if there are harder woods out there, which I know there's a whole bunch of them out there, I'm not a wood guy, so I couldn't tell you all the woods. But the thing about the pine is that it's softer, but it's lighter. So if you were to get into like an African dark wood or whatever, I can't remember the actual name of that wood, but I think it's called black wood. It's more dense, so it's a harder wood, but it's also heavier because it's more dense. So, you know, you got to think about how much do you want to carry, or how much do you want to move around when you're walking. And if you're going to get tired with it really quick, then something's going to have to give. Are you in shape to carry the stick? If you're going to fight with the stick, is it too heavy for you to wield it? So, you know, those are things for you to have in consideration. So I think this is a good balance of strength versus weight. It's not heavy. I mean, my daughters could, you know, and it's a little kid could pick it up and walk around with it. It's not heavy. It's sturdy as hell. And it can do damage to prevent someone from trying to hurt you. Or like I said, even if it's a dog. And you have two options. You could use the cane portion, which is the part that's hitting the floor when you're walking. Or you could have used the axe handle side if you really need to step up your defensive game for whatever scenario you're in. So you have two, and you could wield it with one hand or you could wield it with two hands. It works for what it's designed for. So I highly recommend it. You could check it out on coldsteel.com. coldsteel.com. It's called the Axe Handle Cane. I highly recommend it. Like I said, this was just something that I bought for myself, and I'm not affiliated with them at all, and I really, really like it. So I recommend, if you guys need, or you guys go for walks or whatever, and you guys are thinking, you know, if I need some extra level of protection when I go for my walk, I think $40 is a really fair price. And it's a good thing for you guys to have in your arsenal, I would say, because it's not conspicuous. It's not like if you're walking down the street with a cane, no, it's going to be like, oh my God, this person's out to hurt people. The whole point is you want to be a gray man. You want to be where you're protecting yourself without people knowing you're protecting yourself. Okay? And this cane checks a lot of boxes for that in my eyes. All right? So I highly recommend it. Again, it's a Cold Steel Axe Handle Cane. It's $39.99. I think that's the regular price. Because I don't, according to the website, well, it's not on sale right now. But if not, it's $39.99 right now. So it's not on sale. So I'm assuming that's the regular price. All right. So that's it for that. Like I said, I give it a thumbs up. 5 stars, whatever you want to say. I highly recommend this product. It's cool. It's something that you could have in your car. And just leave it in your car. Just in case. It's also something that you could gift, you know, your parents or some older person that is in your life that they might go for walks or whatever. And you never know, because, you know, there's been a lot of altercations where younger people attacking elderly people, which I think is cowardly, but it just, you know, it sucks that we have to think about stuff like this. And like I said, I'm 51. I don't need a cane, but I carry it with me, or I walk with it. When I take it with me when I go walking with my wife, just so I have that extra level. It's more for dogs or animals than it is for humans. As far as chances are, if I'm walking around with my wife, I'm going to have a better chance of getting attacked or something by a dog than a person. But it works for pretty much anything. And like I said, I have two levels or two options. I could use the round part, which is the cane part. And that's probably like my low beams on my flashlight or on my car. I could do what I need to do with it, but if I need to really inflict more damage, then I'll flip it over and grab the other side. So now I'm hitting you with the axe handle, the axe head instead of the blunt part of it. And even though the axe head is blunt, I'm not hitting you with the round part, I'm hitting you with the axe head. So that's why I recommend it, guys. Like I said, it's $39.99. ColdSteel.com. On next week's episode, I am going to talk about the difference between self-protection and self-defense. And like always, if you need to reach out to me with any question, comment, collab ideas, you can reach me at andrew@riseaboveselfdefense.com, or you can visit the website at www.riseaboveselfdefense.com. And remember, only you can unleash your inner badass.